Winter is on its way in the far north, a time when animals must use all their senses to get by in the vast white landscape. And as Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence Mark Seth Lender reports, the Arctic fox is well-equipped for this stark environment.
Cold slams shut like a safe door. The snow locked down like an iron box. Along the ridge and through the ice-bound scrub, where the Arctic willow holds back its buds, comes the Arctic fox into the clearing. He stops, he cocks his head, two left, three right, five left, listening for the tumblers to click, and pounces, face buried in the powdery stuff, and comes up empty. Arctic vole won't let go of her stronghold house made fast by snow and silence. Arctic fox changes tack, working instead by the sharp of a nose that follows the track. His eyes cannot see, his ears cannot hear. Inhaling, exhaling. The odors he detects both storyline and cartography of what went this way and that, and what hides. He prods and tests, trying to pick an unpickable lock to beat winter's time clock, and time is running out. Head down, body slinking low, fox climbs onto the blue ice rising between boulders, suddenly trapped by a scent too sweet to pass. His attention in its gentle grasp, he rolls onto his shoulders and stretches his limbs, toes outspread, ears pulled back, lips teased to a foxy grin. What does the unseen world say to Arctic fox? What is his pleasure? What perfumes speak from the rime-crusted cold? Sea-sweet innards of seal drizzle down the chin of polar bear. The place where ptarmigan found sleep. Did a pair of Arctic hare have congress here? In anticipation of a distant spring, did snowy owl dine on some delicious morsel right here? He knows of wonders you and I will never uncover. Arctic fox stands and arches his back in what might seem a domesticated gesture reminiscent of the lapping dog, who will never be his equal in the perpetual quest, never contribute his fluffy manicured pallor to the white-on-white only Arctic fox invests with meaning.
That's Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender. To see pictures, check out our website, loe.org.